Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, ready to take you on a ride through the songs that defined the decades. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. This game can be played by yourself, in teams, or against a friend. Our 3 rounds today will be debut hits, Heaven or Hell, and 80s Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone playing all around the world, and today's shout out goes to our players in Ashburn, USA. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself just that little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're taking it back to the start. Every icon launched their career at some point. And we have 5 questions for you about debut hit singles. There is 1 point available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. I Wanna Love You Forever was a debut top 5 hit for which blonde bombshell in 1999? Question 2. Creep served as the debut single of which alternative band from Oxfordshire, England? Question 3. Strip That Down was the 2017 debut hit of which former One Direction star? Question 4. Released at just 17 years old, Pond a Replay was the 2005 debut hit single of which future Super Bowl headliner? Question 5. The 1961 track, Surfin', was the debut single of which vocal band? One of several songs they would release about surfing. That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Heaven or Hell. Be it holy or satanic, musicians love to sing about these two places. There are 5 clues coming your way about hit songs, and each one has either the word heaven or the word hell in its title. There is 1 point available for each song title you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. This 1985 track was originally a hit for Bryan Adams, before it later became a club classic thanks to DJ Sammy and Yanou in 2001. Question 7. Originally released in 2016, this track became a major hit for Lizzo in 2019, and also received a remix featuring Ariana Grande. Question 8. In 1979, AC/DC sang about being on this type of doomed roadway. Question 9. Bruno Mars was missing a key on this 2012 hit single. which was heavily influenced by the sound of the band The Police. Question 10. The All-American Rejects got a hit with this bitter 2008 single, written about someone they hated. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 80s Chorus Challenge. You're going to hear the chorus lyrics of some of the biggest hits of the 1980s. The catch is, it is being read aloud by some of my robot friends. For each hit song that you can correctly guess, give yourself 1 point. You can also get another point for guessing the correct artist behind the song. Let's take a listen to those lyrics. Question 11.
She'll expose you when she snows you. Off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush.
Question 12.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks.
Question 13.
That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, from one lover to another.
Question 14.
Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on.
Question 15.
Oh, my love. 1,000 kisses from you is never too much. I just don't want to stop. Oh, my love. 1,000,000 days in your arms is never too much. I just don't want to stop.
That is all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And we are back. Time to find out if you passed the test. Starting with the answers for round one, debut hits. Question one. Jessica Simpson debuted with I Wanna Love You Forever. Question two. Radiohead debuted with Creep. Question three. Liam Payne debuted with Strip That Down. Question 4. Rihanna debuted with Ponder Replay. And question 5. The Beach Boys debuted with Surfin'. Continuing on to round 2, Heaven or Hell. You received clues about songs, all of which had either Heaven or Hell in their title. And here are the correct songs. Question 6. Heaven by Bryan Adams. Question 7. Good as Hell by Lizzo. Question 8, Highway to Hell by AC/DC. Question 9, Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars. And question 10, Gives You Hell by All American Rejects. For our final round today, you heard the chorus lyrics of some of the biggest hits of the 1980s. You could grab 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. The songs that you were hearing were... Question 11, Bette Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Question 12, Right Here Waiting by Richard Marx. Question 13 was Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Question 14, Shout by Tears for Fears. And finally, question 15, Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on and let us know how you scored in this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.